even without the drenching rain, the ground would have been soft under Plagueis' booted feet, composed as it was of eons of decayed organic matter. Water dripped from the transpirator mask and the raised hood of his cloak and splashed in the puddles that had formed beneath him. The castle that had once belonged to Varuna's ancestor, the Earl of Vis, crowned a desolate hill, with no road leading to it, and a view in all directions of the rolling, sodden, treeless terrain. Through night vision electrobinoculars, Plagueis studied the scanners that studied the castle's walls and the disposition of the guards, some of whom were keeping dry in the shelter of an arch that crowned an ornate portcullis. Parked near the entrance was a veritable fleet of land speeders, and off to one side, centered in a circular landing zone, set a space yacht whose gleaming hull even the torrent couldn't dull. Illumination arrays glowed behind drifting curtains of rain. Following a deep, fast-moving rivulet, Plagueis descended the hill he had climbed to where he had set his own starship down among a riot of drooping wildflowers and falconberries. 114D was waiting at the foot of the boarding ramp, raindrops pinging on its alloy shell.
"The scanners may have picked up the ship," Plagueis said.
"Given that all my countermeasures were enabled, that seems unlikely, Magister."
"They've flooded the area with light."
"As any vigilant being might on a night such as this."
"A night fit for neither mune nor shark."
The droid's photoreceptors tightened their focus on him.
"The reference escapes my databank."
"Seal the ship and remain in the cockpit. If I calm you, reposition the ship above the castle's southwest corner." Ramp extended.
"Are you anticipating resistance, Magister?"
"Merely anticipating, 4D.
"I understand. I would do the same."
"That's comforting to know."
Plagueis fixed the lightsaber hilt to his hip and set out at a fast clip, all but outracing the rain. If the scanners and motion detectors were as precise as they appeared to be, they would find him, though his speed might cause whoever was monitoring the security devices to mistake him for one of the wild, bushy-tailed quadrupeds that inhabited the landscape. He paused at the nebulous edge of the illuminated area to confirm his bearings, then made straight for the castle's 10-meter-high southern wall and leapt to the top without breaking stride. Just as quickly and as effortlessly, he dropped into the garden below and sprinted into the shadows cast by an ornamental shrub trimmed to resemble some whimsical beast. Plagueis reasoned that security would be lax inside the manse, but that Varuna's wing of rooms would be outfitted with redundant monitoring devices and perhaps pressure-sensitive floors. That he hadn't been able to procure an interior plan of the castle was a testament to the self-exiled regent's hypervigilance. Plagueis moved to a stained glass window just as two humans were hurrying through a hallway beyond. With rain overflowing a gutter high overhead, he felt as if he were standing behind a waterfall.
"Check on him, and report back to me," the female was saying.